Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Terry Littlejohn, and I just want to thank all my listeners for listening to me each and every week, and as I spread the truth and the way that I know the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Now, tonight's topic, in honor of Black History Month, we're going to spread some history about Did You Know? Now, there's a lot of things about Black Americans, African Americans, that have been disregarded in the history books of America, that have not been taught in the schools, that have not been shared in the public, in the media, that has gone under the radar for many, many years. And it's sad because we have contributed to this country a great deal. And when we look at the media, and we look at different award shows and different companies and different organizations that give accolades to African Americans, they are far and they are few. Our CEOs are far and few. When we look at the marketing departments in most of these major companies, there are far and few African Americans there. Why? Do they not think that we don't know how to sell a product? Or market a product when they tell us that we consume and our money turns over more than any other race in this country. We consume more than any other race in this country. But yet, they won't hire us in the marketing department. Also, when we look at different ads, as they advertise to us, they won't create different commercials or different advertisements that portray us. We're still the minority in that area, and it's really sad, especially in a time where when you look at our history and you look at all the different things that we have invented. We didn't need a corporation to back us. We didn't need to be funded by a corporation to create and invent all of these things. All we needed was our brain and our will and our faith in God as he gave us this information, as he put the knowledge in our heads. We became the vessel. And through him, we were able to create and invent all of these things. But yet, we get no credit. It just amazes me how we have all these inventors, but yet there's only been a few African Americans that have went to the moon as astronauts. There's only been a few African Americans that have even been thought of to handle NASA. Why? When we've invented so many different things. And we don't talk about it. And people don't really know about it. I mean, we've invented things such as an African American contribute to the NASA spinoff technologies, different things like that. An African American invented a plane that could fly with a different type of engine than what the Wright brothers created. But all you hear about is the Wright brothers. There are so many. But one of my favorite I'm going to talk about first is Brother Malcolm X. And I guess you would say, well, why would he be an inventor or a scientist? Why would he be important? Malcolm X showed us what a real black man was like. He continued to reinvent himself. And as we come up on the anniversary of his death, when he was murdered, shot down, cold blood, on February 21st, 1965, at the Audubon Room in New York, in Harlem, New York, and to this day, justice has not been brought forth for his murder. One man that was there at the place, they did catch him, and he did get sentenced. And the only reason they caught him is because the people there were in such a rage witnessing this murder, witnessing these people shoot and kill him, that they decided for themselves to take this man and hold him down. And I believe he was shot in the leg, and they were able to hold him down as the police came and arrested him. And then he, this man that they arrested for the death of Malcolm X, decided to tell the police that other people were involved, and these other people went to jail, two of them, but they really don't know if they're the ones that were involved because the people didn't see these people there. And then later on he recanted and said it was some other people. So we will never totally know who's behind the murder of this great man. This great man was not afraid. He was not afraid to stand up and be a true black male. And when you read and listen to some of the speeches and some of his interviews and how intelligent he was and what he stood for and what he did in those 12 and 13 years where he became known to the mass people in this country and the intelligent things that he spoke about on how to be a black man and why he chose to do and say the things that he needed to say. And when I was younger, I always said, you know, if I had to stand behind any person and believe that I was going to be safe and believe that that person would die for me, it would be Malcolm X, because he had that type of spirit about him where he truly, truly lived the life that he spoke about. He recreated himself from a thug and went to jail. He came out and recreated himself as a great man of belief and understanding. And even when he thought he knew what he needed to know, he continued to search the world for the truth. He continued to live in that truth. There's a difference to know the truth, but when you start living in that truth, that's when you're becoming that real person that God intended for you to be. And so I bring up Malcolm X for this tribute to all the inventors, because he was well on his way to helping us create in us this black man that God intended us to be, not what America intended us to be. And how he spoke about everything that we did, from the clothes we wore to the food we ate, was because of what America did and what we saw them do. It was not because of what we needed and chose to do. So he was trying his best to invent the real black person that was brought over here for slavery. He wanted us to be who we were supposed to be, not that slave that had been freed by default. So my tribute to Malcolm tonight is that I wish that we all would research and really get to know what type of man he was and what his message was and what his true message was, because it is a very powerful message. Now, also, there's other inventors that we don't know about, you know, and there's some we should really know about that they won't tell you. Now, one is a lady in New York some 60 years ago, a doctor, well, in Baltimore, removed cancer cells from a black patient named Henrietta Lacks without her knowledge or consent. And those cells initially helped lead to a multitude of medical treatments and lay the groundwork for a multi-billion dollar biotech industry. Huh. Interesting, isn't it? Now, illegally, they took cells from this lady and they used these cells to research and create a treatment that laid the groundwork for this multi-billion dollar biotech industry. It's a saga that was made famous by a 2010 bestseller, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. Now, I've never heard of her before. This went past me. I had someone email me this information the other day when I was advertising for my show tonight. And they emailed me and told me that, you know, I needed to really know about this. And I appreciate the lady named Kathy for emailing me this. Now, it says, for the first time, the Lacks family has been given a say over at least some research involving herself. It took 60 years. Lacks family members have never shared in any of the untold riches unlocked by the material called HeLa cells. They even went as far as to name these cells after Henrietta Lacks. And they won't make any money under the agreement announced Wednesday by the family and the National Institute of Health. Am I surprised? Wow. But they will have some control over the scientists' access to the cells, the DNA code, and they will receive acknowledgement in the scientific papers that result. The agreement came after the family raised privacy concerns about making Henrietta Lacks' genetic makeup public. Since the DNA is inherited, information from her DNA could be used to make predictions about the disease risk and other traits of her modern-day descendants. Under the agreement, two family members will sit on the 6-member committee that will regulate access to the genetic code. Very interesting, you guys. Please read this story. This is really, really interesting. She died in 1951 at the age of 31, and she was being treated for aggressive cervical cancer at the Johns Hopkins Hospital, where the cells were removed. And, you know, at that time, the lack of consent, it was, you know, the way things were. You didn't have to really have a lack of consent. This was before these rules were put into place. But they were the first human cells that could be grown indefinitely in a laboratory. They became crucial for the key development in such areas as vaccines and cancer treatments. HeLa cells are the most widely used human cell lines in existence today. But Lack died of her disease without knowing about them. And the family members didn't even learn about them until 25 years later. They weren't told until 1970 when the doctors did research on Lack's children. And then the medical records were published without the family consent in 1980. Wow. And then they went as far as to publish DNA codes. So this is a very interesting story that I thought, well, the person I know, she emailed me and thought that you guys should know about this. This is a horrific story, yet it should be a great American story. There should be a movie. Where's the Lifetime movie about this? You guys know the answer. Yes, her name was Henrietta Lacks. And she should be at the top of the history list just because of what they decided to do with her cancer cells. Now, there are a lot of other people that have invented some things. And before I start naming them, I'm going to go to the phones. If you have any comments or questions, please call me at 347-237-5247, at 347-237-5247, and let's talk about this. This is great information that we need to know, great information that we need to spread, that we need to share, because they're not going to tell us. And if you know about these things, if more people knew about these things, even if they were just on billboards, if you drive down the street and say, hey, did you know who invented the cell phone? The cell phone was invented by African Americans. If we knew these things, don't you think it would make a difference with our children in school? Don't you think they may would listen more? I did not like history when I was young. I was so tired of learning about all these other places that I didn't really want to know about, and I didn't understand, why do we have to know this? Why do we have to know that? It had nothing to do with where I'm at and where I'm going as a person. I know we needed to know that other places exist, but the information that we were receiving about those other places had nothing to do with the real reason for those other places. and the real meaning of why those places exist to us. And so we need to know the truth. We need to understand the truth. We need to know how this country was built and who aided in making it a better place. We already know who built it. That's a given. But I think if most of our children really knew, as they said in those schools, in those overcrowded classes, I think they would participate more. I think they would listen more. And I think they would understand and feel a lot more respect for themselves and others, because then maybe they would leave school and want to open that book if this information was in there. Maybe they could go home and tell their parents, hey, did you know this? Wow, if this person can do this, imagine what I can do. You know, they made a big deal when we got our first black African-American president and people started telling their children, hey, son, you could be that. Well, imagine if every day that they went to school in some kind of form of fashion, they were reminded of all the different things that African-Americans across this country invented that made a difference in their lives, that made a difference in the air that they breathe every day. Imagine how they would feel instead of day after day after day reading history books, reading books about people, mostly Caucasians, and the great things that they did. And some of these stories are not even true. And we know one popular story, Christopher Columbus, totally false. But this is what they teach these children. This is what we've all been taught. So imagine the power. Imagine what these children would feel, what we would feel. And we wouldn't have to wait to that 1 month where we'd have to learn and recite and have a play at the end of the month about who discovered this, and the stop sign, the stop light was discovered by this person, the peanut was discovered, the cotton gin. We know those things. But if they would just, every day when that child got to school, different things that they see, if they only knew who created them, imagine how they would feel. So let's go to the phone. Sorry about that, but let's go to the phones, you guys, and see who we have. Okay, we had 315, I believe it's Harriet. How are you doing, Harriet?
Hi, Terry. Your show is just not long enough. When I read the announcement, what you wanted to talk about, oh, my gosh, so much started popping in my head that I have discovered on my own as I was researching on my own through the years. But when you started mentioning about, you were talking about NASA, and then you talked about the Wright brothers, ding, ding, I thought about a little known fact of Dr. George Washington Carver. We all know about his inventions from the peanut and the yam and all that, but did you know that he developed the technology that Henry Ford used to create mass assembly that created all these automobiles that are running around? Dr. Carver did that. Henry Ford and Dr. Carver were very good friends. Dr. Carver was raised by a white family who castrated him as a youth to prevent him from having relations with their daughters. He never would have done that. He spoke with a very high voice. Did you know that?
Oh, my God, no.
Yes.
Tell
yes, when
team.
I discovered that, I was shocked. I actually heard a recording of his voice. He spoke so high. You know, his voice was pitched so high, and that was the reason why, because he had been castrated.
That's sick.
But there are many things that that can be attributed to Dr. Carver that people don't know about. Now, little-known history in my own family, the motel that is very popular where people drive in to go to sleep. My grandfather created that design right here in St. Louis. And his name was
what?
The motel.
You mean just the motel itself?
Yes, itself. My grandfather, Torrance Scott, created that design right in St. Louis in the city hall as a city architect. And the first motel ever built was the one that sat behind the Farrier Harris Home for the Aged on Page Boulevard.
What was his name?
Torrance Scott.
Wow.
He was the only black.
Did he himself
Say again?
You would never know that.
You'd never know that. Nope. He was the only black in the office of the city architects. He was able to get that job because he happened to be fair-skinned. They didn't know him from white.
It's amazing. It's amazing, Harriet, as we live in the 21st century now and we still go to corporate America and we're not there. We're not there as
right,
we should
right.
be. When you look at this list of things that we've done.
A Pony Express writer was a woman, a black woman. All of the time that she drove for the Pony Express, she dressed as a man, acted like a man. The only time they knew that she was a woman was at the time of her death, and the undertaker came to prepare the body for burial. And then they discovered, whoa, this is a woman.
And see, you never see movies about this. You never see movies about your grandfather, about Carter
right.
Washington, about this lady. Yep. Where's the Madam C.J. Walker movie? There's not even a movie about her.
Yeah, I'm surprised one has not been made by yet.
Yes.
But the one that you were thinking about, I see that
what?
Becoming a movie. I do. I see that becoming a movie. Somebody
about
picked
who?
That. What you were speaking about earlier, I see that becoming a movie.
The Henrietta
yes.
Black.
Yes, that information
yeah.
is out. That'll be a movie. It will.
Yeah, they keep giving us these slave movies as if we really want to see those. But
no,
they
we don't need
give us anything rich.
They
won't give us anything rich for our soul. Have you noticed that? Why do we want
yes.
to see the slave stuff? Why?
We don't need that.
That's not for us, Harriet. That's not for us. You know who that's
for. Not a black man. Did you know the elevator was invented by a black man?
No, ma'am. It's such a long list, Harriet. I was like, whoa. There's ladies on the list, and they don't tell you that. They don't tell you any of this. And that's
why I'm saying,
imagine how our children would feel, Harriet, if they knew this day in and day out, and not just 1 month, a year.
This is what we did at George Washington Carver Elementary. We teachers researched and found little-known facts, and 1 year we put all of these big pictures of these people and their inventions right in the school. We started bringing in things like the bicycle was invented by a black man. The principal brought in his bicycle. We had an elevator in our school. We put a sign by it. We had
feed their minds every day.
Yeah. The children were fascinated, and every day after that, you know, there was a little-known fact that we presented over the PA to the children.
And you
they
didn't
were
wait
just
till February to do that.
They couldn't wait for the next little-known fact, you know.
Wow.
We didn't leave it to February. We did it all year long.
You're right, because you know how people put notes around to remind themselves of things and just to enhance that energy. Imagine, because they know it works. They know how that works. So imagine if, like you said, if every day that child woke up and there were things around them that they knew that were created, it would be like every day President Obama winning the election, every day a black man winning the election, because every day that energy would jump off. And they would feel that. They would feel that they were worth something. They would feel that they would contribute and that they were in a country that they could claim. And see, it's just the way this country is built. As I was listening to some stuff that Malcolm X was talking about, know that it's not built for African-Americans who came as slaves to flourish. That's why they keep showing these slave movies. It's not built for us to have a solid mindset, a solid foundation. Mm-hmm. So everything that we've done since we've been here, we've been resilient and surviving, and we've made it solid. We've done things to be intelligent and mm-hmm. survive, but they won't allow that to be in the hemisphere, in the energy, in the air, because they know the power of things that are out there. They know the power of what that energy could do for us as black people. And it's sad, Harriet. It's really sad. when I see our children not knowing and not understanding the resilience and the greatness that from which they come from. You don't tell a child they come from slavery. You tell them that, but you don't. That's not who they are. That's something that the man made us into. That's not what we were born
to
be.
That's not the place we came from. There have always been free blacks in this country. I mean, my father's on my mother's side, my great grandfather was a freeman, and he was married to a white woman. They were in Virginia, so they couldn't stay in Virginia married. So they headed west and landed here in St. Louis.
Wow. See, that's what I'm saying. They don't. When are they going to show resilience in our past?
Right.
You know, they say
right.
We can't go forward till we know where we've been. I understand that, but as I said, the slave was created. It was not who we are. It was not our forefathers. It was not our bloodline. It was not in our DNA. But they make it to the point where that's why we are the way we are, because that's all we know. That's all they tell us. That's all.
No.
And then I said they're going back to it now. They got this program on TV this week. I think it's on BET, the Black Negro something. And I watched the first episode. I said, don't tell me what this is about. I don't need to see another slave movie. They have movies like 12 Years a Slave and the Django that get nominated for Oscars, but then you have a great movie like Selma that gets ignored, and we know why.
Exactly.
We know why. And as I tell people, like, well, 12 Years a Slave made a lot of money, and those movies made a lot of money. Yeah, I know, because I know who went to see those movies. And people don't understand. There are still people out there today, like that man who killed those three Muslims. There are people out there today who have this hatred in their heart. And they can go in the movie theaters and watch those movies and get a kick out of it.
Right.
Get a kick out of watching those slaves go through it. But then they say, oh, we're supposed to take from that how they triumph. How can you take from that when you see what's going on in our industry today? When you see the hatred that's going on in our race today? How can you take from something? Like I said, we were not slaves. They made us into that. That is not who we are. That is not what we're supposed to be. That is not what we're supposed to put into our children. We were from kings and queens, and we should continue to tell them that. We were from greatness, and we should continue to tell them that we can do great things. We have done great things. We will continue to do great things, but they will continue to try to hide us from our greatness and hide our true self and our true history from us, and it's so sad. Because we know the power of that. So I'm so glad that you called me tonight. Like you said, Harriet, this is a lot. This is a whole lot. And unfortunately, next Wednesday, I won't be able to be on the air. I have some things I need to take care of, so I won't be able to be on the air. But I'll probably run a repeat of this episode right here. And maybe just let people pick and choose the other episodes they want to listen to. But I just want everybody out there, please, know your truth, because it is so healing when you read your history and you get away from what the media is trying to tell you about your past. If you really want to know the truth, it's out there, you guys, and you need to listen to it. And as I say every week, John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We have to free our minds. We have to know where we come from, the real truth about who we are as a people, who our DNA is, what's in our DNA, why is it so resilient, you know, what is it all about? And I challenge you guys to please follow your DNA, and you will be surprised at what you see. You will be surprised at know where you come from. So until next week, thank you, Harriet, and God bless you, and stay true and be blessed, okay?
Okay.
And I'll talk to you. Good night, stay true, and be blessed. And I'm your host, Truth Hills. This is Carrie Littlejohn signing out, and I'll talk with you in a couple weeks. And send some prayers up for myself, and I send prayers up for you.